Of KDKR's daily programming do not necessarily reflect the views of the management or staff.
Prudent Money with Bob Brooks is sponsored by the Prudent Money Foundation on 91.3.
Well, does your mechanic's years of experience actually matter? Today we're going to take a look. Stay tuned for the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Listening to this special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. Tony Joe's here with me as he is every Friday afternoon to take your Car Corner questions. The number to call and the lines are open, 1-877-913-5357. 1-877-913-5357. If you got a question for me, you can always go to the website at www.prudentmoney.com. Send that question in and I will get you taken care of. That's all at the website. www.prudentmoney.com. 1-877-913-5357. Tony Joe, how's it going today?
Well, it's going pretty good. How about you, sir?
You got to be in a much better mood with it. It's a little bit cooler outside, not so hot in the garage, I would assume.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot nicer. I have a question.
Yes.
The previous advertisement for Point of View,
yes,
it said that they're going to start televising their radio, you know, going to watch the radio show. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen this before on different, you know, occasions where you watch the radio show. What? I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that fun to watch two guys on the radio. I mean, my point is, the question I have is, you're not going to start that, are you? Are we going to do that?
No, probably, because, probably not.
Good, because, you know, between your casual Friday dress wear and me coming in with my work clothes, I mean, yeah, don't do that to us, Bob. Then I'd have to shower and wear better clothes and shave. And
would you actually
sounds like a lot of hassle to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to put you up there on Facebook, so you don't have anything
that's
to worry
about.
That's
why I like radio.
1-877-913-5357. Well, first of all, you'd have to get a Twitter account. You'd have to get on Instagram. You'd have to get on Facebook.
Yeah,
and,
see,
you know, we're building your social media blocks one at a time by making sure you got a cell phone handy, which is a new thing, pretty much.
I don't know. I just don't know if I can do all that, Bob.
Yeah, so we'll just say.
How about we just leave it like it is?
You know what? I think that's a great idea.
Okay, then.
That's a great idea for Point of View and what they got going on over there. Maybe not such a great idea for the Friday special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money.
Right. One size does not fit all.
There
right.
You go. 1-877-913-5357. And I do have a line open. So you and I get into some interesting discussions from time to time. Mm-hmm. And you told me this story about one of your customers having a car issue she was out of town. And I think I've always thought one of the coolest things, some of the stories you tell me about the shop, is that people will actually call you from another city and you'll guide the mechanic through the process of getting their car fixed and making sure they're taken care of.
Well, I have done that.
You have done that, yes.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm the smartest guy in the world and all that. I'm just saying that I have, on occasion, just had customers, my customers, you know, people that I work on their car, get stuck in a, you know, another state or something, or on vacation, and something happens, and it's too hard sometimes to communicate between, to have that information relayed, and sometimes I just talk right to the mechanic, you know, ask him, and he asks me, and we deliberate, and sometimes they're younger than I, of course, most of them are younger than me now, but sometimes they're not quite as experienced, and I try to give them hints and tips and things that they could try, and somehow we seem to work things out.
Well, so this last story that you told me ended up in this, we were debating a little bit, and neither one of us really had the answers because we both kind of came to the same conclusions, was that do you work with a mechanic that's just starting out? an inexperienced mechanic, learning the trade. You got a car issue. Do you work with someone young? Doesn't have to be young, just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we both agreed that the answer's probably not just absolutely no, you don't work with anybody inexperienced, because you and I were inexperienced at one time.
Right.
But it does come down to this, whether they are extremely experienced, and you and I have come across stories of very seasoned mechanics that you would not want working on your car.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it has really nothing to do with experience. It has everything to do, though, simply with red flags.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the thing about it that you got to realize is that inexperienced mechanics usually are under the guidance of somebody else in the shop who's more experienced and more knowledgeable. So when he gets stuck, of course, he's going to ask questions of, go to the more knowledgeable guy, and the more knowledgeable person can come over and give him a hand and help him, and that's how he learns, and there's nothing wrong with that. I was very, very young when I started working on cars, but my dad would show me things, and of course, that was my go-to guy back then, of course. Then I grew up, and when I became, you know, on my own, I had quite a bit of knowledge and experience when I went out to try to tackle things on my own. But most places are not independent shops, or if they are, they usually have more experienced guys around that have more years behind them.
Let's talk to Mike in Dallas. Mike, welcome to the program. What's on your mind today?
Bob, thanks for taking my call. You know, the discussion you guys are having is exactly the question I have. So, Tony, here's my question. I've been waiting for a year to buy a Ford Lightning. So now they give me an email, and it's time for me to buy one. Now I'm a little bit hesitant because I have so many questions about these Ford Lightnings and, you know, mechanics they're going to have to work on them. And, you know, based on what you're seeing out there, what you might be hearing out there, is it going to be an option for me to go to anything other than the dealership if something goes on with this Ford Lightning? And I'd like to know your opinion about what some of the maintenance challenges or maybe even rewards might be with these electric trucks. So I'll hang up and listen. Bob, love the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling in, and God bless.
Okay, let me start. Give Mike a chance to turn his radio back up so he can hear. This is a problem that I see as a temporary situation for now. These EVs and these hybrids and everything that Mike is bringing up about his Lightning is going to be a matter of this. You got to go back to the dealer. You're going to go back to the dealer anyway under warranty. But over time, independent garages and other places that do auto care are eventually going to either get into the business. They're going to start.
We'll have to.
Learning how.
Right.
Right. They're going to have to. They're going to either sink or swim. They're going to learn how to evolve into the new vehicles and the new technology, or they're going to go out of business, because that's where the demand is going to be. That's where all the money's going to be, because the people that are going to break down are going to have a lot of these hybrids, electrics, and plug-ins, and different versions of even the new technology on just strictly internal combustion is always changing. So, Mike, I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to always have to go to the dealer anyway for the warranty period. And once that's over, I predict by the time that's over, you'll have more and more outlets coming online, so to speak, that will be able to competently repair your vehicle without having to go back to the dealer. And, you know, if that answers your question, I hope, Mike, because you're not there to respond. But if you have any more information or questions, just call us back real quick. I'd like to know if that answers your question. Thank you.
1-877-913-5357. That is the number to call, and I do have a line open. You know, you were talking about the independent garages. That's going to be a very interesting transition, because whether, I mean, we can debate all day whether or not everything's going to go electric. I just can't even see them having the, let's say that they want to do that. Between the electric grid, between the infrastructure, with the charging stations, I just can't see that maybe in my lifetime.
Well, a lot of us can't. But I will say this. Let me just tell you a real quick story about evolving into different generations of automobiles and as the technology progresses. When I was 15 years old, I couldn't even drive myself. My brother had to drive me to this nearest city where they were giving a class on electronic ignition. And if Mike's still listening, this might help him a little bit. But electronic ignition came out, and it eliminated what we used to, the old-timers knew as points and condenser. So this was really radical. This was, oh, man, how does this thing work? Who nobody could understand this. I mean, today, Bob, electronic ignition as we knew it then is old technology.
Right.
I mean, it was a scary thing at first, but as you learned how to repair them and as you learned and evolved and kept up with the times and bought the equipment that you needed to fix it, it's no big deal. It really never was that big of a deal. It was at first because it was new, but if you didn't get scared and shy away from it, then we worked on those things for years and years and years, and now that type of electronic ignition called HEI ignition isn't even used anymore. That went by the wayside like points and condenser did. So you see, being of the age and the years I've been in the business, I've been able to see a lot of developments and then how everything came to be, why the converters came out on the cars, what are they for, what do they do, and then all of a sudden all the other equipment came out. It was just a non-threatening thing.
1-877-913-5357. David from Dallas, we'll catch you on the other side. We're up against a break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Word for Today is excited to announce the new official online home for the ministry of Pastor Chuck Smith and Kay Smith, pastorchuck.org. At pastorchuck.org, you'll have instant access to thousands of hours of verse-by-verse teaching by Pastor Chuck Smith from Genesis through Revelation, and full access to special messages on subjects such as prophecy and much, much more. Also at pastorchuck.org, a full library of great teachings by Kay Smith, and a section where you can read some of Pastor Chuck's books online, all free of charge. So visit the new official online home of The Word for Today and the ministry of Pastor Chuck and Kay Smith. Pastor Chuck.
Hi, this is Kirby Anderson with the Point of View Radio Talk Show. I want to invite you to listen to our program on KDKR from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. We look at various issues from a biblical perspective. Our topics range from politics and economics to the Bible, theology, and apologetics. We also bring authors and informed experts to the program. We talk about anything that affects your faith, your family, or your freedom. Hope you'll join us every day on Point of View right here on Bible School Radio 91.3.
God has a plan, and it involves you. Pastor Greg Laurie points out how he prepares us for the work he wants us to do. What kind of preparation? He'll answer that this week on A New Beginning as he brings us an eye-opening study of the prophet Elijah. Learn how God wants to prepare you this week on A New Beginning.
Weekday mornings at 7:30 on 91.3 KDKR.
Welcome back. This is Bob Brooks, and you are listening to the special Car Corner edition of Prudent Money. 1-877-913-5357. Let's talk to David from Dallas. David, thanks for hanging in there. What's on your mind today?
Hello. Just a minute. Let me take you off speakerphone. Thanks for taking my call. Maybe I drove my front-wheel drive Toyota RAV4 front-wheel drive too many miles on the front tires, because that's what the tire shop says. Because when they rotated my tires, they said I went back after I found out my car was bouncing on the front, and they said, "Well, that's a mistake that you made. You drove your car too many miles, and then when we put the tires on the back, the front tires on the back tires on the front, now you've got your tires not out of balance because they balance them, but they said that's part of the problem. You've worn the tires too long on one end.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
Now, let me tell you what happens. A lot of times, people don't often know when to rotate the tires, and they don't do it often enough. But
okay.
Letting it go like you did, you just think about this for 1 minute, just so it will help everybody else that's listening. When you do a lot of turning, you're going to wear the front tires out a lot quicker. Just common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're turning, you're causing friction on the front end, and you're wearing the tires more on the front. That's why you have to rotate them at about 5,000 to 7,000 miles. But not a lot of people actually do that, because you can get away with not doing that. And what the tire shop is telling you is that you've worn the tires in such a way that when they put the backs on the fronts, now the fronts that are on the backs, are they causing you a noise or anything, or is it bouncing in the back now?
No, it's not noisy. At about 65, 68 miles an hour, the car bounces on the front. It's kind of a shaky bounce. I haven't gone over 70 since I started, because I was afraid that it would shake the car and do a damage. So I always slow down, and I'm the slowest driver on the road now, because I'm doing about 63, 64 miles an hour.
Okay.
And it doesn't bounce until I hit 65.
Right. So what they're saying to you is that the problem with the bouncing after 65 is from the front tires, which used to be in the back. Now they're in the front.
Right.
Okay.
So do I just...
Did you have the tires rotated because it was bouncing in the front?
No, I just rotated them because I thought, my gosh, I've waited. It's been a long time, so okay. I guess I should. And
well, how
now
bad...
should I just... best thing to do is just go replace the entire four set of tires?
No, I wouldn't
do that.
Or
wait.
How bad are the back tires? Are they really bad? Do they need to be replaced now?
They do not need to be replaced.
No. Nope.
They're wearing good.
You know what I'd do? I don't know why you just can't have them rotated back to where they were, so that you don't have to have this bounce at 65 and above. And then if
right.
the front tires are that bad and have worn to the degree that they're going to cause a problem, you might just have those two tires replaced. But I certainly
okay.
wouldn't think you have to replace all four tires for that problem. I would put the...
Okay.
What you're going to find... Now, let me tell you real quick. What you're going to find out is the tire shop that sells the tires are going to put the new tires in the rear of the vehicle. The Department of Transportation guidelines make them do that. They're going to put the new tires in the rear. So you're going
right.
to end up with the rear tires that you have on in the back right now, back on the front. Do you see?
Right.
Did I make myself clear? You're going to have the back tires on the front. They're going to put the new tires on the back. Then you will
uh-huh.
be in a position to drive your car again above 65 without all this shaking and vibration going on, and you'll have two
right.
new rear tires.
And then
you can start
at that 5,000 mark. You start rotating them.
Right. Now, think about how much you're turning, and it's very common sense once somebody explains it to you. If you do, your daily activities require you to be doing a lot of turning in parking lots, go a short distance, you're just always turning in the city, you're going to have your tires rotated 5 to 7,000 miles, good enough, somewhere in there. Now, if you're a guy on the highway that goes to work 60 miles one way and never does anything till he gets off and goes into his parking lot and then does the same thing coming home at night, he's not going to be turning as much as you are, so he doesn't have to have his tires rotated quite as often. Does
right.
that make sense? It's just logic. Just think about your
makes
daily
sense.
Driving habits, and you can kind of judge from there how much you should rotate your tires.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, David. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good weekend.
I really appreciate it. Lord bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Billy okay. Joe, so here's a question for you. You put a brand new set of tires on,
mm-hmm.
and you don't rotate them versus putting a brand new set of tires on. You do rotate them.
Okay.
How long do you think that those tires, let's say normal driving conditions, would actually last versus the ones that you did rotate? I mean, how much are you, more do you get? Do you think that you get out of your tires?
1.5 times, 1.5 times, and the reason I say that is because I've been asked this before. Now, if you look at the situation of the question and framing the question the way you're asking me is, if I bought 4 brand new tires and never rotated them, you know what's going to happen? The front tires are going to wear out way before the backs do. So you're going to have to buy 2 front tires. Now you've got a mix and match deal. You no longer have a full set of brand new tires on your car. You're going to have 2 new tires and 2 partially worn tires. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's best to rotate your tires if you can. Try to keep that in mind, because once you do that, when you rotate the tires somewhere around when they're supposed to be done, you will wear all 4 tires out at the same time, and you'll have to buy 4 brand new tires. But that time frame will be much longer than the way you're doing it with buying 2 tires and then wearing them out in the front and then buying 2 more tires and wearing them out, because you're not rotating them, you see?
Sure. So another rule of thumb, mm-hmm, that I've always heard, and you and I have talked about it before, is that if you get a brand new set of tires, you definitely want to get the alignment done.
And let me just say this real quick. Always try your very best to get the tires from the same place that's going to perform the alignment. The reason I say that is because it is in everybody's best interest that they do that alignment properly and do a good job, because it's their tires that are on the line here. For instance, if you bought tires from one place and you took it and got an alignment from another place and the alignment wasn't done properly and you started wearing tires on the inside or something like that, then you're in the ping pong ball effect. You're going to go to the front end place and say, you didn't do my alignment right. And the tire place is going to say, no, it's not the tires that are the problem. You've got, I'm sorry, I've got that backwards. You're going to go to the tire place, and they're going to say, no, it's the alignment place. And they're going to say, no, we did the alignment right. Take it back to the tire store. And then you're in the middle of this yin and yang thing, and nobody wants to be in that position. So my advice over the years of looking at all these games everybody plays, try to get the alignment done from the same place that you're buying the tires. Let them put the tires on, let them install them, and let them align the car. That way you're kind of protected. Everything happens under one roof. If there's a problem, you go back to that one place.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? I mean, that's the ideal situation. You take a, and this is no advertisement for this company, but you take a company like Discount Tire,
mm-hmm,
who probably, what percentage of business in the Dallas-Fort Worth area do you, I mean, the percentage of cars do you think they take care of?
Quite a big
percentage.
I mean,
big percentage. And you always wonder why they never added a wheel alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I
don't know. I
asked him one time.
Okay.
And the guy said to me, we just do tires and wheels, and we're good at it. They are good at it. That's why they've been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think, though, they have the one that I go to, it's got a wheel alignment place just like right across the street,
mm-hmm,
that you can go to. But it's definitely not with this. I always wonder why there's got to be a better reason than that. Maybe it's just not profitable.
Yeah, there's a lot of liability in front end alignments with selling the tires. Because of what I just described.
Mm, right.
So, but the point is trying to keep people honest and do a good job. If you do a good job, then you don't have to worry about it. But
so let me ask
sometimes
you.
Sometimes profitability suffers.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question this way. Let's say that you buy the new set of tires, you do get the alignment, but you don't rotate. Still.
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, it's very easy to see tire rotation wear.
Or maybe the opposite situation where you don't get the alignment and you do rotate the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still buying any time, or are you still
have
a
Bob, it's yeah, because it's very good. Front end guys can look at a tire, see how it's wearing, and they can tell you exactly what the problem is. So if you're not rotating, you got the alignment and you didn't rotate, they're going to know it. If you rotate like crazy, but you never got the alignment, that's going to be very easy to tell as well. So there's no way to win in that situation.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things you just shell out all that money for those tires and think, God, do I want to spend another whatever it costs to align the wheels?
Well, not only that, you know, the best thing you can do is if you're going to buy brand new tires, you ought to have an alignment anyway. I'd like to see you get it in the same place, but if not, then at least get one.
Let's get one. Yeah. Right. This is Bob Brooks. You got a question for me? Please go to the website at prudentmoney.com and send it in, because we are all out of time. Till we do meet again next time, keep the faith and have a great rest of the day.
That's all the time we have for today. Questions or comments for Bob, or to find out more great information like what you've just heard, visit www.prudentmoney.com. Be sure to join Bob Brooks again for the next edition of Prudent Money.